Hey, we're back once again. That's why I was like, where'd Sophie go in this? Because you were like leaning over one.
I'll wipe my nose behind the chair.
These girls are making fun of me because of my fucking Facebook etiquette. I'll post some shit or say something and then I'll like it.
Yeah.
I'll like what I said. Like what I said.
And I was like, God damn, I'm funny.
Yeah. I'm to the point where I don't care anymore. And they go, well, you're like a grandpa. And I said, no, I used to care. I did. I used to care. But I think Facebook's so fucking played out now that I don't care what happens on Facebook. I was telling them, I'm only checking to see if people are saying something to me or mentioning
or me. Or about you.
Or sharing something or saying something. But that's it. If it's not directly to me, I hate when I click into that shit, it goes to the data stream to show me what all my friends are saying. I don't care what they're
saying. That's social media. You just be social.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's played out.
It's like, why bother having an account?
It's played out. I actually like, I think I like, what's on with the, oh shit. Ain't that
what's that other thing?
I am becoming an old man. What's that? I like the thing with the thing.
Thing the thing.
I like the that thing with
what's
the thing.
What's that other thing?
I like Instagram
that
better.
Tic Tacs. What's with the Tic Tacs?
These kids nowadays.
Get off my lawn.
I like Instagram and YouTube better.
Yeah.
Than Facebook. I don't know. I'm sick of Facebook.
I mean, like I said, I still post stuff for the show on there, but I post on Instagram and shit like that too.
Facebook's starting to remind me of MySpace. Remember when MySpace really started to get played out? Too much graphics and too much music and too much. It's just, fuck it. Who cares? it's kind of.
It's too much for my old
brain. Yeah, I'm overstimulated.
I tried to go back to fucking Facebook to or excuse me, MySpace to see what it was like.
I didn't even know it was
I couldn't
still
get
there.
In it. It's supposedly for a while it's still there.
I don't even remember my password.
I think it's still there. It's like
been
a dead
on there
ball.
For like fucking 15 years. I don't think.
I think it's like a dead. You need an app.
Yeah.
And I couldn't download the app on my fucking device. It was like too old.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think it's still there. It's like a damn dead mall.
Strange.
Just suspended out there.
Well,
I heard that there were some people that refused to leave it, that they're just like the last fucking...
I guess AOL is still there, too.
AOL, remember that? Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Damn.
Sandra said a couple... She said, good book review today. Thank you very much. I really did like that book, and I recommend it. Horror Store by Grady Hendrix was the one that I reviewed. And she said that I have different bangs. They're the same bangs. I usually sweep them off to the side. But today I just like did them straight down just for whatever reason. Because they were sticking up funny and they were giving me a pain. All right. So we actually ended up, even though I said yesterday that we were going to expand out the matinee pool to movies that came out in the last 10 years because I was like sick of always looking for brand new ones. We actually did end up watching a brand new one last night. Just came out in early September of 2020. This is a British film called The Owners. Now, you picked this one. We rented this on VOD. I think it was $6.99.
Yeah.
This is basically like a reverse revenge flick where you have like a bunch of British thugs who...
What? Now you're giving the movie away.
I'm not... No, I'm not.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the premise.
Okay. Yeah, that's the premise.
Does
it's
it
like,
say that?
Or, yeah. It's, okay. I'm not giving anything away. Right. It says like right on the fucking all description right. of it.
It's just a good old British movie.
It's like a bunch of British thugs, like one of whose moms like works for this old couple that lives in this big fancy manor house. And they decide that they're going to break into this house while the old people are out and like steal all their money. And... from there, like, things don't go the way that they planned. And also, one of them's girlfriends gets roped into it, too. The girlfriend being played by Maisie Williams, I think her name is, from Game of Thrones. So she's, like, the biggest star in this one, and I guess this was, like, a big vehicle for her. Now, this movie was directed by Julius Berg. I think this is his first movie. And something that I didn't know when we watched it, because we just kind of watched it randomly because the trailer looked good, was that this is actually based on a French graphic novel called, I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the French, even though I took 4 years of it.
No.
But it basically means a full moon night or night of the full moon is like the name of the French graphic novel. This movie reminded me a lot of, if you saw Don't Breathe, the one about the criminals that broke into the like the blind old guy's house. And then, you know, he ended up being, like, more than they could handle. This also really, really strongly reminded me of Lucio Fulci's House of Clocks, which is kind of one of his lesser known ones because I think it was made for Italian TV. Now, that one had some supernatural shit going on. Like, the people broke into the into this creepy old people's house, like, castle, and they then, like, all then time started running in reverse. You know what I mean? So there was, like, a supernatural element to that. But this, tonally, it reminded me of this, even though this is more like... Like, this is more like Don't Breathe or maybe Hush or something like that, where, you know, you think that it's going to go one way because they're like, oh, these people, it's like a home invasion and, you know, they're breaking into something like a vulnerable person's house. Like in Hush, like the woman was deaf or whatever. But then it turns out that the person is like not the victim that you think they are. I actually, it seems like, because you were saying that you were looking at reviews of this.
I looked at the reviews. It's got like 4 stars, I think, on IMDb out of 10. And like, I was reading some of the critical reviews and some people were just ripping it apart. And I was like, oh, it's so sad. Because it was a fun little ride. It's not the most, like, I don't know. It's not the most unique thing I've ever seen. But,
yeah,
you know.
There's nothing wrong with this movie.
It's kind of predictable, you know, a little bit. Because we were kind of calling some of that in the beginning. But, you know, I mean... I thought it was fun. Like, I don't like slow movies usually, and this wasn't slow, so.
Yeah, it basically moved along at a good clip. And I thought what was good about it was that you knew that shit wasn't going to go the way that the thugs thought it was going to go. Like, you knew some shit was going to go awry, but you didn't know quite what was going to happen. And, like, a few times they kind of strung you along, and then they kind of, like, went in a slightly different direction than what you thought it was going to go. So I thought that was kind of cool. So I was, like, the whole time I'm sitting there going... What, you know, what is the fucking end game going to be? Like, what are these people going to do? You know what I mean? Because they never really, you never really know what they were going to do or how, like, shit was going to end up happening.
I was catching kind of a Clockwork Orange vibe from it.
It had a little bit of that, too, yeah.
But really, you know, if they were tearing this movie up, I think it's kind of unjustified. There's nothing wrong with this movie.
Yeah, it's like, a good movie. Yeah, it's not, like I said, it's just, not fantastic. It's not super original.
It's just a British fun horror kind of movie. Revenge kind of movie. It's not really a revenge movie. It's just a fucking weird horror movie.
Yeah. It was kind of like, or it kind of gave me like a little bit of the Strangers kind of vibe, except like opposite. You know
people
what I mean?
People read into shit too much.
Well, I think people are too picky.
Everyone's expecting like a masterpiece, like a critically,
every single time.
Critically acclaimed, like award-winning film. It's not an award-winning film. It's just a fun little, like you said, you throw it on at night and you won't be bored for an hour and a half or however long it was.
Yeah, you're drinking and you're fucking watching these fucking British
people.
Which is
what we were doing.
Watch this damn British movie. Well, see, here's the deal, you know what I mean? Like in the British, I'm not going to sit here and just, you know, start stroking cock on a British or anything. No, it's not really my deal. You
oh,
know
my
I mean?
Goodness.
Yeah, so you know, these girls would fucking love that, though, you know. But it's like the British are really good about writing a fucking script and putting it in a bright setting to where they'll tell you a good story and it didn't really cost a lot of money to make it. They were real fucking good at low-budget movies. They could take something that's got a small budget and pull it off and it wouldn't look low-budget.
Yeah, I mean, this all was in one. It was in one house.
Basically. Just in one house.
Yeah, it took place. I think it was in Kent. I saw on Wikipedia.
They just do it on the back of of decent writing and fucking good filmography and fucking just tell the story, you know.
And I liked all the characters. Like you even kind of like the thug characters, except for Gaz. He's an asshole. Yeah. But like the other ones are kind of sympathetic because you have the feeling that they just kind of got roped into it, and they're like. You know, they're broke and it's like, this is going to like change their whole life, like stealing the money from these old people. Like, cause you know, they're rich and they can spare it.
Yeah.
But it's what I like that they made like the three characters like really, really distinct. You know what I mean? Like Gaz is like the psychopath who just like tears shit up for no reason. Then you have Terry who was kind of like the chubby guy and his mom like works at the place and he's kind of like it. I don't know if it was so much his idea, but he was kind of the one that put the idea in the other one's head.
I think he thought he was going to win, like, points with his friends. Like, little brownie points, like, look how cool I am. I got you this job.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's definitely... So he was, like, kind of insecure, but, you know, kind of like a nice dude, you know, at heart, sort of. And then the other guy is just kind of like this regular guy that's kind of reluctant to do it. He doesn't really want to do any kind of violent shit, but he wants the money. So, but they did a good job of that. And I really liked... Maisie Williams' character, the girlfriend, because
she was believable.
Yeah. I just, you know what I mean? It's just like, and I have to say too, like the old people that were in, I think Rita Tushingham played the wife and she was great. She was like super creepy in this, but like, cause she was, I don't even, did they even like tell what was, she seemed like she was mentally ill.
She
had
I think she did. I think she was
Alzheimer's
supposed to have
something
where her mind was going. Cause the husband was like trying to keep her mentally fresh and he had to like look out for her and stuff.
So. It was Alzheimer's.
Yeah. It was something like that. But she was fucking great at it.
I'm not sure if she really had Alzheimer's or she was pretending to
That's
have
what
Alzheimer's.
I mean. It's
I think
like
she really did have a little
was
bit of
kind of like they left it sort of ambiguous. Yeah. But like I said, this reminded me a lot of House of Clocks if you haven't seen that. Like it's almost exactly the same, except for that being like supernatural.
Yeah.
Sandra says, "Ooh, Baby Yoda in the back." Yeah, we put little Baby Yoda back there.
This shoulder.
Leslie's going on about fucking Hellraiser being British and that they made good. I just said that they made good low budget movies. British are good, but the Hellraiser was a low budget movie, and
it was
that thing came out. It looked good, man. It's, you know, and you know stands the test of time even today. You know, and I think it's just kind of the craftsmanship. You know. The British made good shit. They knew how to work with this tight budget. If this were American, it would be fucked up.
That other British movie that we saw the other day, too. The one about, like, the old guy that was up in the attic and fucking... That was, like, pretty good. I like.
Yeah,
that
they were
well.
Probably savaging that online, too.
Well, that's the thing. It's I kind
of
like...
the shit out of that shit.
I don't know. It's
they're savaging the shit out of Vivarium.
That's what I mean. So it's like you can't really.
I didn't understand that. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
So.
And Vivarium was one of my favorite movies from last year.
Good Irish flick.
And like, so it just seems like, to an extent, you can believe, like, if everybody is coming out and saying, like, this is the worst shit ever, like, don't watch it, then okay. But if something's getting to a point where 50% of the people really like it and then 50% of the people really hate it, it's probably still worth watching.
Yeah.
And like I said, you can't have a masterpiece every fucking time. Like, you can't, every movie can't just be like fucking orgasmic. It's like some of them are just fine. And it's fine.
Although Vivarium was, I think it was a masterpiece of what it was.
Yeah, I think it was too. Yeah. I think it was too.
I'd never seen a horror sci-fi movie like that. It was a totally new approach.
And I thought the acting was like incredible. Kind of all the way around. So I don't know what people were wrong with.
And you know, the whole concept of this fucking extra-dimensional parasite that fucked with you.
And they played on your fears like really well. You said it was a lot, it was like sort of like a nightmare, you know?
Yeah,
that's exactly. And, you know, that's the thing. So it's like this movie, if you like those kind of movies, like if you like Don't Breathe or something like that, then this would probably be right up your alley. Like I said, it's not the best thing you've ever seen. It's not the most original thing you've ever seen. But what the fuck is? Like, hardly anything is. It's like if you're just going to have like a few drinks and like got an hour and a half and want to watch kind of a cool movie about some old people fucking up some young people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth it.
It's worth your time.
You know, And
no, hold on 1 second. That guy, what's his name? Jesse Eisenberg, is that his name?
The guy from Vivarium,
Yeah, and he was also from
Artist Self Defense.
Something's up with that guy.
He was also in Social Network. I don't think you saw that.
And he's Lex Luthor in the new Superman.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. On the back of those two movies that I saw, I got confidence in that guy's projects. Seems like he wants to get involved with really high quality projects that are well written, and they're not like huge budget movies. You know what I mean? They're just a fucking good movie. So I'd like to see Social Network.
I liked it. I saw it in the theater. He plays Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Zuckerberg. Now did he like co-produce that or something?
I don't know. That was fairly early in his career, so I don't. I think that was the first movie that I saw him in, and that was years ago.
Because Vivarium and Art of Self Defense, he was involved in the production too. That was shit he wanted to make.
But like I said, I always like when that happens when you get these
dudes that want to make cool shit.
Yeah, that it's like, and even if they came out and they were in one movie and they made like all the money, and then they're like, okay, well, fuck it. Now I'm just gonna go do indie movies that I want to do now that I have enough money to like not worry about. Yeah.
Keep an eye out on that Eisenberg guy.
Well, like I said, he's been around for a long time. Yeah. You would probably like The Social Network. It's like about the founding of Facebook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like how it started, and it's kind of like about
his
character.
Is he the one in Zombieland too? Am I thinking of?
Yes. Yeah, that's him, right?
When he's the kid.
Yeah. Wait, that's him, right?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it is too.
That's what I remember like first seeing.
Yeah, Zombieland.
Every time I rewatched Vivarium or Art of Self Defense, I saw more shit in it.
Yeah.
And you see, that's like a
Yeah.
That's like him. A sign of some fucking... That's the kind of movie I look for.
I totally
for.
Forgot that he was in Zombieland.
You remember Zombieland, right?
And we just we just saw the fucking... We just saw the sequel not too long ago.
Eisenberg was in that one?
I remember it was... Woody Harrelson is the badass.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was a good movie, too.
Yeah, so he's in that.
That was a good movie. Yeah, I like that movie.
I like the first one better than the second one, but the second one was fun,
I didn't
too.
See the second one, but I love...
We saw the second one
I
in the theater.
I loved the first one. I saw it a few times.
Yeah, it's funny as shit.
Yeah.
I didn't see the first one.
Yeah, you did, because we rented it, like, the night before we went to see the sequel.
Okay,
We went to see the sequel at the theater, and I said, oh, you should probably see the first one, so we rented
that's right.
The night before we went to see the second one.
I for some reason, the second one stuck with me, the first one didn't as much.
See, I like...
The second one was one with Elvis, right, where they go to, where Elvis lives,
Yeah. They go to Graceland,
yeah.
I like the first one better, but the second one was...
The first one just had so good. Many, like, great lines and stuff.
It did. And, like, and Bill Murray, I mean.
And Bill Murray,
you know,
yeah.
That's, like, yeah. All right, so, you ready to wrap it up?
I'm ready to wrap
it. He's ready to wrap it up. I had to wake him up to, like, get him in here.
I was fucking
unintentional old man.
It was unintentional.
Yeah. I'm fighting to stay awake watching a movie, and he's like...
Yeah, back there. I was showing her Pale Rider.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood. Because before that, I showed her that
High Plains Drifter,
which is a fucking great... That's like The Crow set in the Old West.
Yeah, it's good shit.
And she liked that one. So Pale Rider's kind of like an unofficial follow-up to that. But I like the movie, but I started to fucking drift off to sleep. I'd seen it a lot of times. I've seen it many times, though. You know, I grew up with it.
Yeah, so he's just like laying going.
Yeah, you were getting ready to fall asleep, too?
A little earlier, but I woke myself up. I got some water and got adjusted. I was like, no, I'm here for this.
All right.
I can't stay awake and you're... Well,
the thing is that High Plains Drifter, like you said, there was like gunfights and shit
right away.
Through the whole thing. Yeah. Like an... not Pale
this
Rider.
This one's good, though. The characters are really developed.
Yeah, Pale Rider's more about characters. At the end, shit goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Tom's got to go back to sleep and finish watching the movie.
And I got to finish the movie.
And I got some more work to do. Actually, I might go in a minute and get some coffee and get a piece of my leftover piece of my birthday cake. I think we got a little bit left. Yeah,
that was, I got to make that meatloaf. Good shit.
And he's making meatloaf.
Yeah.
We're so domestic.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll probably be on again tomorrow. Talking about... Oh, Oracle said, oh, poo, I missed the whole thing. We'll be back tomorrow, though, and you can watch it after the...
You can rewatch it. It'll post right up as soon as
I'm
done.
We stream every single day. Well, 5 days a week we stream. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow talking about another movie. Look, he couldn't even bother
to wait. Yeah, I can't wait. I have to go. Gotta shut this shit down.
All right. Gotta quit this bitch.
Shut this bitch.
All right, see you guys tomorrow. Bye.